In the gospel reading today, as our Lord asks the chief priests and the scribes, where does John's baptism originate from? Is it of human origin or divine? That becomes a question then that all of us have to consider. Because if John's baptism was simply of human origin, then he's not the forerunner. He's not the one who set the way, made the way before the Messiah. And if that's the case, then Jesus isn't the Messiah. On the other hand, if John's baptism is of heavenly origin and his call to repentance is from the Lord, and the call to prepare our hearts and to prepare a way in the wilderness for the coming of the Messiah, if his message, if his preaching, if his baptism is of God, then we still have to listen to that message. Because even though we have our blessed Lord already, we still have to prepare our hearts to receive him. And so on one hand, as we continue to look as we go through Advent, obviously the things have already happened. The Christ has already arrived. And yet in each one of us individually, there is always more. The Lord is already there. We're baptized into Christ. And yet at the same time, there are areas within our heart that haven't yet been open to the Lord. And so we have to continually make a way for him, to continually open that area in the wilderness, in the desert. In other words, in the areas where it's essentially uninhabited by us, places where we haven't been yet into our own hearts. That's a scary thought for us. The reason we haven't been there is usually because we're afraid. Or maybe it's been blocked off. Maybe we've been hurt, and so we don't want to get hurt again, so we put a wall up and we won't go beyond that wall. If we won't go beyond that wall because we won't let anybody else in there, then we're not going to let the Lord in there either. That area within our own heart, within our own self, essentially becomes a wasteland. There's all this area where the Lord wants to love us, and we don't allow it. And so we have to continually prepare the way of the Lord. So when we hear from Balaam talking about the coming of the Messiah, and keeping in mind, Balaam, remember, was hired by the enemies of Israel to curse Israel. And instead, when Balaam goes up the mountain, looking out over all the Israelites encamped beneath him to curse them, God forced him instead to bless them. And then he actually sees something, and he talks about what that is. And he says, "Behold, behold him, though not near. A star shall advance from Jacob, and a staff shall rise from Israel." Now, of course, you'll have the scripture people saying, well, the star doesn't mean that there's actually a star. The star just means that there's a king that's raised up. Well, when we look at St. Matthew's gospel, we recognize that, no, there really is a star. Yes, the star represents a king that has been raised up. That's what the wise men saw, and that's why they came. But we know who the king is. And we have to be prepared to receive him. And so when Balaam was looking at it, obviously, a couple of thousand years before our Lord was going to come, yes, he's seeing it far off. It's not near, it's far off. But unfortunately, within our own hearts, for many of us, it's still far off because we don't let him near. We don't let him into those areas, as I was mentioning a minute ago. And so if we go into those areas of wilderness, we'd have to say, I see him, though not near. He wants to be near. When we stop to think about what it is that he has invited us to, Remember when James and Andrew and John come to Jesus, and they ask him, "Where do you remain?" He says, "Come and see. Enter into him." That's what he's inviting us to. But when we do that, we make it up to the 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel, and he says, "Anyone who loves me, my Father will love him. And we will come to him, and we will pitch our tent within him." So he is nearer to us than we are to ourselves, and yet at the same time, if we go inside our own hearts, we'd have to look at it and say, "I see him, but not near. He's way out there somewhere," because we haven't let him in. So maybe that's what we need to look at. Maybe we need to look at St. John the Baptist and his preaching and prepare the way of the Lord. If we want to give our Lord the greatest Christmas gift that we can give him, it will be a heart that receives him, a place where he is loved. And obviously, you wouldn't be here if you didn't love the Lord, so I'm not saying you don't love him. I'm just simply saying within every one of our hearts, unless we have achieved that point of spiritual perfection, within every one of our hearts, there is a place that has not yet been opened up, a place where the Lord is not yet in there because we don't allow it. Obviously, he's God, he's everywhere, he's there, but we're not there with him because we're not allowing it. And so he wants our whole heart and our whole soul, not just a little bit, not even most, 100%. That's what he's looking for. That's what he has opened up for us with his heart, and that's what he's asking us to open up in our hearts for him. So as we've got a week and a half left before Christmas, then we hear once more those beautiful words of John the Baptist: in the wilderness of our own heart, prepare the way of the Lord.